Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Proctor, and I'm so blessed and privileged to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you. Thanks to God. I don't know about what's going on in your life, but this is such an exciting time to be a part of the kingdom of God. We just come out of the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, and today we're going to talk about a little bit of the reason for his birth and what that means for us. So today our message is entitled Mission Possible, the Pinnacle of Success. And so we're going to be combining some of this week's Cell Church lesson with our laying the path for our vision for 2016 in this particular broadcast, because not only is it relevant that we look at where we've been in this year, but we need to set the stage for where God is taking us into this next calendar year as well. And one of the ways that we believe that it's effective to do that is to set goals that God wants us to accomplish and to strive to do everything within your power and ability to equip yourself, to position yourself in order that you can achieve and accomplish all that God wants you to do, not only in this year, but in your entire life. So we give God praise today. So I'm excited to have you tuned in with us. I'm going to give you our study text and a foundational scripture in just a moment. And like I said, one of the things that we're going to doing this broadcast is we're going to lay the vision for 2016, and I'm so thankful for all of our partners, our students, our ministerial fellowship members, our Christ, our self-church leaders, and saints. These are the things that we are continuing to press forward to in 2016, and we invite anyone who's feeling the urge in the Spirit of God today to connect. Find out how you can be a part of what God has done, is doing, and is going to do in this year of good success. Someone say, the year of good success. Yes, we're believing and we're decreeing and declaring even now that as we transition out of the calendar year of manifested destiny, that now we will have good success in those things that God has birthed in us. Now, if you want to contact us, saints, I'd love you to know how to get in contact with us. Our phone number is 678-278-9622, and you can visit our main website as well, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. You want to contact us to see how you can connect with us, no matter where you are around the world. We're going to be specifically pushing forward into our cell church planting through Christ Universal Church in the Atlanta metropolitan area and across the southeastern states of Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee. So we're going to have special training programs available through our Bible College for those who want to join in impacting our world with the love of Christ Jesus. So indeed, this year is going to be an exciting year in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, for all of our cell church members who are meeting in South Carolina and Pennsylvania and Florida and Texas, California, North Carolina, Maryland, we thank God for you. We thank God for your life, your purpose, and we thank God for every person who's listening to the sound of my voice. Now, here's the scripture I want to begin us with this week just to lay a foundation for our way forward for 2016, praise the Lord. We have authority and we have faith within us, thanks to God, and so it is important that we use the faith within us to speak faith to the situations, circumstances, to decree and to declare the plan, the purposes of God for our life. So as we prepare with the next couple of days, a few more days left in the calendar year of 2015, I want you to start now as Joshua. We're going to look at the book of Joshua chapter 1, and then we're going to take a look at how, as the scriptures prefigured Christ, we're going to see three different ways that the scriptures from the Old Testament and the New Testament prefigured Christ. That is how it showed three images of who Christ is, what he would do, and what that would mean for us. Now, that is what's important that we understand now, seeing that Christ has been born, and we just celebrated that annual time of recognition. Again, now let's understand why he came. Hallelujah. He came to perform a mission that would have been impossible without his son in the earth. But because his son, Jesus, we're talking about God's only begotten son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus came into the earth, it is now a mission that is possible. And that mission is to reclaim souls. It is to bring salvation. It is to usher in the kingdom of God. And thanks to God, the things that we're talking about today in conjunction with these scriptures are part of our role in achieving the success that God has spoken to Joshua in this text that I'm going to look at. And so this is going to be the foundational scripture that we're going to go into 2016. It's Joshua chapter 1, particularly. We're going to be looking at verses 7 and 8. So let's look at those portions of scripture as we lay a foundation, and then we'll get a word of prayer in. So Joshua chapter 1, a little bit of background, student of God. This is when the children of Israel had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, awaiting the promise of receiving what God has spoken concerning them. And Joshua book begins with the children of Israel making preparation. Someone said preparation. With the children of Israel making preparation to enter into that promise. In other words, it was time for them to now receive what God had spoken. Hallelujah. So I want to believe that the same word is going to be relevant for many of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, even on this day. Now, here we are in Joshua chapter 1. We'll see verse 1. It gives us the circumstances surrounding the writing of this first letter of Joshua. It says, verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, he said, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, get ready, or make your provisions ready in the name of Jesus. So he says, for I am about to give. I'm prefiguring this thing, just as we're going to look at some of the other texts about how God prefigured Christ in the world. God says, I'm about to give you to the Israelites. Verse 3, I will give you every place where your foot sets, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the east. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to your ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, and do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful, someone said me successful, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Someone say with me, successful. Have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then verse 10. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. This is what I'm speaking to you now, saints, as a divine inspiration and revelation from God for those who are partnering up with this ministry, who's been a part of the journey thus far, and those who will be a part of the journey. God is saying to us to get our provisions ready. Ready for what? Ready to receive the promise. Ready to receive the prosperity and success that God said we will achieve when we obey his word. So again, verse 10, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land your God has given you for your own. Some of you have been laboring for others, but God says now it's time for him to give you your own. Then he says to the Reubenites, you see how they have been promised to have certain land, but they must also help their other believers, the other children of Israel, to achieve the fulfillment of the promise. Think, this is where we are in this season right here. Prophetically speaking, God is commanding or getting us ready to enter into something that has been promised to us, and where we have to make ourselves ready. I want to speak to you right now in the name of Jesus as we prepare to get a word of prayer in, and we'll dig a little bit more into the scripture. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We ascribe worth to you, Father God, for you alone are worthy. You are El Shaddai, you are El Elyon. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Almighty God. We worship and we praise you this day. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in our midst. Father, we thank you for the living word of God that is speaking forth even now by your Spirit, O God. I speak unto the open minds and hearts and spirits of those listening to my voice. I speak now by the power of your name, Jesus, and the authority that you have given to us, that we bind up every unclean spirit, every foul spirit, every spirit of lack, poverty, sickness, infirmity. When we loose the people of God to walk in their inheritance, we loose the people of God that their minds will be renewed and transformed now by the power of God. Hallelujah, Father, we declare now in the name of Jesus that 2016 is our year of good success. We will obey your word, O God. We will meditate upon your word. We will do as you direct us to do in this season, O God. May we find favor in your sight, that you may be glorified in, around, and through us, and to us, O God. We love you. We praise you. We exalt you now. We magnify you. Somebody say hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We pull down strongholds now in the name of Jesus, and we declare ourselves prosperous and successful in advance. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Somebody celebrate the name of the Lord Jesus, who is going to lead you into battle and into your promise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks to God. I pray, hallelujah. I pray that you're excited about what God is speaking into us even now. I'm going to look again at these particular portions of Scripture. It's been good for you to read this entire book of Joshua to see how God used and prepared Israel to receive the promise of God. And so this book gives us some insight into how we also need to listen to the voice of the Lord, that we can be given instructions of how we need to prepare ourselves to receive, someone said to receive the things that God had promised. Hallelujah. Yes, and because as we see this outline of Joshua, how God instructed him to prepare the people to get their provisions ready, I want to believe that some of you, many of you, from every nation of the earth, God is speaking for it. Now it's time to come out of your wilderness season. It's time to position yourself. So I say what Joshua instructed the officers of the camp to do, to get your provisions ready. For God has promised us, just as he promised Joshua, that we shall find good success. Verses 7 and 8. Take a look at these again. I want you to really circle these particular portions of Scripture. I want you to meditate upon them. I want this to be your declaration as you prepare yourself to enter into your year of good success. It's verse 7 and 8 particularly are the ones that I want you to stay in, thanks to God. Verse 7 says this, be strong and very courageous. These are the first two things that the Lord instructed Joshua to do. And I want to speak the same strength and and courageous spirit over each and every one of you now. Be strong and very courageous. Secondly, be careful to obey all that the law, my servant Moses, giving you. For us in the New Testament time, that means we should obey the word of God, the instruction of God, the decrees and the statutes of God. We should obey the teachings of Christ and the example of Christ. We should follow the examples of the early apostles and the early church. Teach them to obey. It's similar to what Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 28, that we should go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to what? To obey. So we see here, just as Joshua in this Old Testament text is telling Israel to get ready, God is saying to us through Jesus Christ, the one who came on mission possible, to get ourselves ready also. So we see that first we must be strong and very courageous. We must be careful to obey the word of God. It says that we should not turn from it to the right nor to the left, that we may be what? Successful. So you see, success doesn't come just because you declare success. Success comes when you get in line with God's will, as Joshua did. First Saint to now, we want to cast out every bit of fear out of your life. So God says to you, be strong and very courageous. That means in spite of what the opposition, in spite of what the problem may be, in spite of the things that are opposing you, be courageous. Face them in faith, not in fear. And then as you submit yourself to the word of God, doing what it says in Psalm chapter 1, that blessed is the man that meditates on the word of God. Same thing God said to Joshua. So you see, these are not carnal weapons, saint, but these weapons are mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. And this is why Joshua, if Joshua would obey these words, if the people of Israel would obey what the voice of the Lord is saying, and if you, hallelujah, if you will listen to what God is saying today, you will get what God says next to Joshua. He said, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may be successful. Someone said successful. Successful means to achieve that which you strive to accomplish. Successful means to reach the pinnacle of success that God has determined for you. And there are at least three specific areas that the Lord has birthed in my spirit for those who are part of this ministry and those who have given and sown in prayer for this ministry, that you will find and reach the high point. This is what the word pinnacle means. It represents the highest point. It's almost like giving God the highest praise of hallelujah. But God wants you to reach the high place of success in your life, in your business, and in your relationships. Someone say, in my life, in my business, and in my relationship. God wants you to be successful in these three specific areas in the name of Jesus. And these are the words that he spoke to Joshua, that if he would be strong and courageous, if he would obey the word of God, he said that he would be successful. And this is why we decree and declare that 2016 is the year of good success for all those who line themselves up with God's word. So that's verse number 7. It says you will be successful wherever you go or wherever God leads you. You can also think about Psalm 23 where it says, Paul says, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what it means to receive good success. He makes me lie down in my green pasture. He leads me beside the quiet and still waters. He anointed my head with oil. Hallelujah. And my cup overflows. And then goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It's the same thing God is saying to Joshua here. It's the same thing that Jesus says in Matthew 6 and 33, that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So I give God praise today. I pray you get it, since we're talking about the pinnacle of success today. We're laying the foundation for our faith going forward and coming out of this calendar year. We want to set a stage for you, for your faith to flow in, thanks to God. We want you to flow in the faith that all things are possible with God. And we're going to understand why things are possible. They're possible because Jesus was born. They're possible to us because Jesus is our high priest. Things are possible to us because Jesus is the true light. Hallelujah. So, saints, these are things that have already been spoken from the Old Testament text through the New Testament text about Jesus Christ. Let me look at verse number 8. Because I really want these scriptures, these words, to get into your spirit. You must meditate upon these things. Let them become a part of you. If you're able to access the audio Bible, put the audio Bible and listen to Joshua chapter 1 as often as you can. Meditate on it and go to sleep on it. Listen to it at lunch, on your way to work. Praise the Lord. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. And so I want you to start to get your mind prepared. These are the provisions that you have to get ready. Verse 8, keep this book of the law always, someone say always, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And as a result, listen to what it says, then you will be prosperous and successful. Someone say successful. So saints, that's the layer, that's the path for Vision 2016, Joshua chapter 1, verses specifically 7 and 8. And if you can meditate, if you can grab hold of those scriptures and line yourself up as Joshua and the children of Israel did. So we know in verse 10 that Joshua, not only did God speak to Joshua, but then Joshua spoke to the people and the leaders. So I'm speaking to those who are leaders in the fellowship, those who are leaders over the Bible colleges, those who are leaders in the cell church fellowships. I say to you, tell the people to get their provisions ready. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And so we can base our faith on these things because God said it to Joshua. Our Joshua, Jesus, has said it to us. And the scriptures have spoken it about Jesus. We see in the book of Hebrews, if you make note of this scripture here, if you make note of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 through 4, as well as verses 14 through 17, you'll understand that Jesus is described as a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek was an Old Testament figure. We talked about the three figures that the scripture pointed us out about Jesus. So in the Old Testament, we see this priest, Melchizedek, showed up on the scene. And we see that Abraham gave vows and offerings to this priest because he understood what genuine faith in God looks like. You see, we, thanks to God, just like Abraham, we need to recognize that we're serving God and that we owe God everything, not just a portion of what we have, but we owe him all we have because he has chosen us as a royal priesthood and as his ambassadors in the earth. This is what makes the mission possible to see souls saved. This is what makes the mission possible to see blind eyes opened. This is what makes the mission possible to bind up and cast out demons. This is what makes the mission possible to bring peace where there is confusion. This is what makes the mission possible to bring hope out of despair. Come on, somebody, give God praise today. We need to know what Jesus says. With man, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So I want you to understand why God speaks to Joshua in such a way. Why Jesus came into the earth and was prefigured to come as a Messiah, as our Savior. And what that means now that he has entered into an eternal priesthood and has called us to be kings and priests right along with him. So thanks to God, if we understand the role that Melchizedek played in the Old Testament, we understand the role that Jesus plays in the New Testament, and then we'll understand the role that God has called us to play as believers, that each, every one of us have been qualified to serve in Christ's stead, to proclaim reconciliation in this world. Oh, the mission is possible because of what Christ did. And I pray that we will reach the pinnacle of success as we obey God's word. Another thing we see that Jesus represented in the Old Testament, a figure, was that he was represented as the perfect Savior to bring healing to his people. Just as in the Old Testament text, Moses lifted up a bronze serpent and the people looked upon it and was healed. We know in the New Testament, Jesus was lifted up and we look upon him for our healing. For by his stripes, we are healed. So the mission is possible again, saints, because we have entered into an eternal priesthood through Christ Jesus. The mission of salvation, deliverance, and hope and healing is possible because we have a perfect Savior. Take a look at John chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. And you will see that Jesus is the bronze serpent of the Old Testament to us in the New Testament. That Jesus is the only name that we can call upon to be saved. This is the proclamation of the gospel that we want to find success in this year, saints. See, faith is God's gift of salvation. We see in the Christmas narrative that the three wise men or kings gave gifts to Jesus. But we know Jesus gave gifts to his church, to his bride, so that he can make it possible that salvation can be given to all mankind. It is because of Jesus' death and resurrection that our own salvation has been made possible. But I pray that it's not only our salvation, but it will be the salvation of our family, of our friends, of our neighbors, of every nation, kindred, tongue, and tribe of the earth. It is possible, saints of God, because of what Jesus did. Our eternal priest, our perfect Savior. And if that wasn't enough, he imparted us with the immeasurable gift of his grace. We see in John 3, verses 16, 17, where he spoke to Nicodemus that about the new birth. Jesus pointed to his own role in making this new birth possible. Somebody say it's possible. That means success is possible because Jesus made it possible, saints of God. Jesus explained the response that needed from any sinner who wants to be reborn and to receive salvation, and that is, we must be born again. We must receive the immeasurable gift of God's Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. Realizing that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but he came that the world might be saved. Someone said, mission possible. I want to reach the pinnacle of success this day. 2016 is the year of success in my life, in my business, in my relationships, and Jesus has made it possible. So, saints, as followers of Christ, we are to shine forth the light of God in a dark world. We are to point the lost to the only means of salvation. This proclamation, saints, this proclamation of the gospel is God's mission, and it is mandated as a responsibility for every believer. Christ calls us to lift up the Savior so that others will see and call upon him for their salvation. So, saints, each of the narratives that I've described to you in this study is an example of how more fully we must follow the path of discipleship. In the same way that Melchizedek's own life shows the background as a figure of Christ's priestly ministry, each and every one of our lives should reflect Christ to others. This is the essence of discipleship. And just as the Israelites' obedient faith and looking on the bronze serpent reminded us of our need for unflinching faith in the work of salvation that Christ has accomplished through the cross. We can see his identification with and the punishment for our sins. This should cause us to recognize and shun temptation and immediately repent when we fall. Oh, saints, the obedience that God is asking from Joshua, and we see in the example of Abraham, is the same act of obedience God calls us to fully trust and obey him today. May your obedience be an outgrowth of your faith. And when your obedience is consistent, saints, God's guidance and blessings will overflow into your life. Mission possible. The pinnacle of success, 2016, is our year of good success. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.